Thank you. All right. We're on to item number 16. It's a 10:30 a.m. public hearing. This public hearing is now open. Kathy, you want to read through that for me? Do you have that in front of you? Don't worry about it. It's all good. Public hearing on proposed resolution number 2024-752, a resolution adopting the 2024 Story County Master Plan. The resolution includes comprehensive text amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan, including the following elements: land use, population, housing, economic development, transportation, public services and facilities, water and natural resources, cultural and historical resources, and other provisions thereof. The resolution also includes comprehensive map amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan area and land use designation maps. Public participation is encouraged. A copy of the proposed resolution and draft master plan chapters and master plan maps are available to the Story County Planning Department. All right, so with that said, is there any public comment? This hearing is open. Come on up, sir. Morning, Tom. I never get that one. All right. Please don't forget to state your name for the record.
Okay. I'm Tom Zachary. I live up by Sutro Springs. I purchased that property when I was 27 years old. I don't want to see any big growth around. I want to protect the view for everyone. I just want to say that I'm opposed to any kind of dense building around there, whether it's residential or commercial or industrial. I've talked to several of the people in Mark Twain area, and they too want to protect their rural lifestyle, and the view, the area. I also just want to bring up that the state is working on Highway 50. That's already a death trap out there. It's wrecks all the time, serious wrecks. They are going to be installing a stoplight at Six Mile Canyon and one of the other ones farther up. I'm sure there will be one at North Pine Nut soon. The speed limit is going to be reduced through there to 35 or 45 miles an hour, all the way into when you get to go 55 miles an hour down into Carson City. I have a real concern about the water there, and when things come up, I'll be more prepared. But there is no way that there is enough recharge. I'm sure you could go down into those flats and drill a very good bunch of water wells today. They wouldn't produce very long. I sat in this room in 1975 and told them that there wasn't enough water at the Virginia City Highlands, and no one chose to listen to me, so you better watch out.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And I know, I understand pressures that have been put on the county. I understand, you know, one more comment. I really think that when this was done initially, a lot of the area in Trick should have been set aside. I'm against any of the transition stuff, but maybe some of that needs to transition to some residential area. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your comment.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
Is there any other public comment today? Say that. Would you say anything? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right, one more time. No more public comment. All right, not seeing any. County manager, you said you had something.
Thank you. Commissioners, Austin Osborne, for the record, county manager. I respect Mr. Zachary's public comment that he provided, and I just want to make sure this board and the public knows that there's been discussions that have occurred with Mr. Zachary, with our planning folks, as well as at the Planning Commission. And again, very respected and understood. I've been here his whole life, as well as myself, and from the Dayton area. I understand that growth is happening and change is happening, and it's not easy for any of us, as we're all aware. Before Kathy gets into her master plan updates and the thing that she's talking about in that area, the Mark Twain area, I just want to emphasize that we did hold public workshops in that area and to really address exactly what Mr. Zachary brought up as far as maintaining that rural lifestyle of the existing residents that live in the Mark Twain Estates area and assuring that any future growth that happens to the east would be to the east and that there'd be substantial buffering and transition and densities and other types of planning implements in place to be able to create compatibility between what exists in that lifestyle and then what might occur in the future. This is an important housing element for Story County with the region, with the growth that's happening not only here but elsewhere. And it's incumbent upon us, and the reason we're bringing this to the county commissioners and the planning commission is for us to be able to do our master planning, our zoning, and develop our county the way we would like to and not have it done by the legislature or by the courts or other outside entities. I do want to remind us that just because a master plan has a transition for residential growth or any type of growth, that doesn't mean it's happening tomorrow. It doesn't mean that it's ready to go. There's water, there's infrastructure, there's other improvements that'll be need to made. There's substantial amount of planning commission and public hearings and workshops that will need to occur when or if an application or even to come forward for a land subdivision, a plan unit development, or whatever type of thing could happen in the future, whether it's there or anywhere else in the county we're allowed by the master plan. So I'm going to pass it over to Kathy. She's put a tremendous amount of work in this and working with a team as well as with the planning commission and the public. I'm very, very happy with Kathy's work on this. It's exemplary. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, it's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Austin at this time?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Kathy, you don't have anything before I close this out, do you?
Not for the public hearing portion.
All right. Again, one more time, is there any public comment? All right. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to close the public hearing on the proposed resolution number 2024-752 and conformance with federal, state, and county regulations and the existing 2016 Story County Master Plan. The recommendation for approval by staff and the adoption of the plan by the Planning Commission. So did I go ahead and sorry?
No, I think just what you said.
Just to close it?
Yeah, just close it.
Okay, thank you. Let me restate, sorry, because that was a little convoluted. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on proposed resolution number 2024-752.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, on to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 2024-752, resolution adopting, the 2024 Story County Master Plan. The resolution includes comprehensive text amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan, including the following elements: land use, population, housing, economic development, transportation, public services and facilities, water and natural resources, cultural and historical resources, and other provisions thereof. The resolution also includes comprehensive map amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan area and land use designation maps. Kathy.
All right, thank you. So this step is hopefully the final iteration of the master plan update that we've been working on. Just to kind of remind everybody, we started this in the summer of 2023, met with all the different communities to see kind of where they were at with our existing plan versus kind of what issues they saw in their communities. After having all those discussions with them, staff decided that an update to the master plan rather than rewriting the whole thing was the appropriate way to go. So this past summer, we again met with all the different residential communities, summer of 2024, kind of went through some of the issues and things that they had. There were some things that were new that were brought up that have been included in the master plan. And for each community, they had a little different concerns than the others. Like Lockwood, one of their concerns was trying to find some secondary access problem issues with in emergency situations when I-80's backed up or if there's bad weather or things like that. So we've written in some recommendations of what to pursue with that. Talking to Lockwood, the area to the east of them, we couldn't really get a consensus from the neighborhood of really what they were wanting to do. So we've just left that as it was previously. And if something comes up in the future, we'll address it then with the master plan. The Highlands area, water has always been a concern. With them, we're continuing on as the master plan is identifying that to include looking for ways to address the water situation that's there. We're continuing on with the USGS monitoring of that so we have good data for whenever we do come up with some solutions. Some of the residents had identified wanting to explore ideas of trying to preserve some open space of these private properties. So that was also added into the master plan that wasn't there before. It's not solving these issues, but it's identifying for these areas. The Virginia City area, we talked about short-term rentals, Airbnbs, accessory dwelling units, housing size. So again, we think that those are areas that for additional studies, because there could be some improvements or things that kind of help the community. So we've identified that to explore. The Mark Twain area, what we were hearing from those residents is that they really value their neighborhood as it is. As you know, we had to look at the county itself has been critiqued in not being very balanced in our housing versus our commercial industrial area. So that is one thing that we were really looking at is where could potentially some of this go. Ideally, and I want to put it in quotes, easiest area would be where Lyon County is building things right up to our county line with housing and streets are stubbing out in that. It doesn't mean that it's an easy area to develop by any stretch, and there's still lots of things to be worked out. But when we have to look at a county as a whole, trying to figure out where potentially housing could go, obviously we've got our Painted Rock area that we're still very much in support of that becoming a residential or mixed-use area. But then looking at where could we add in some areas. So we talked about that area. We also talked about the American Flat area. At this point, because of all the mining activity that's still potentially there, we were holding off on the American Flat. Probably the next iteration of master plan update, we'll probably look at that a little bit more in depth in about a 5-year time period. But for now, Mark Twain was that area that we identified. We talked about that with the community. We heard them loud and clear, and we agree with them that they value their quality of life very strongly. So what we've written into this is there's the potential to transition some of this land that is east of the Mark Twain subdivision area. We've identified it as the Flowery Range area so that there's really not, so that there's a distinction between the two areas when we're talking. But identifying that there's definitely needs to be buffers and trying to keep that Mark Twain neighborhood as whole as it is right now and keep that lifestyle that the people value. As Austin explained, you know, just identifying this as a transitionary doesn't mean that it's done. There's lots of things to figure out. That's just the first step in identifying like a big picture of where could something fit. If you look at some of our mapping that was done for the slope analysis for the whole county, in the mapping that's in there, the red and the orange is the very steep areas. You know, most of the county turns up red. So that also helped in our determining, like, what kind of terrain do we have, and where can we physically put something a bigger scale of something rather than just one estate home or there could go. So we've written that into this master plan, is amended that Flowery Range area. We've also written in that those things have to be considerate of the quality of lifestyle of the Mark Twain Estates and those surrounding larger homes. And then as Austin mentioned too, if we did have a developer that wanted to come do something, they would still need to come in and change the zoning. That's a whole public hearing process, public involvement process. They would need to do subdivision maps or PUD maps. That's a whole nother public process that would go along. They would need to identify where they're getting their water from. We're not going to be approving something that doesn't have any of their services. You know, they would need to show how they're dealing with their sewer situation. So there's a lot of things that still come into play. This is just really the first step of identifying, like in a big overall map, this area might work the best for that type of thing. So we've had public planning commission meetings all throughout this fall, usually twice a month, which is a little bit more than we typically usually have once a month. The planning commission has been very helpful reading through this, making suggestions, and incorporating that. We've had a few residents that have also attended and given us input, and we've looked at that and modified a few little things along the way to address what their concerns were. And so at December 5th, we had our Planning Commission meeting, and the Planning Commission at that time recommended, they approved the resolution and the map changes that we had. So today we're here, we had our public hearing with this. You know, we have talked with Mr. Zachary before, understand where he's coming from. But we feel that the document that we've got in front of us is what we need to keep moving and then start working on all these projects and things that have been identified in the plan to move forward. So that's all I have. I don't know if you have any questions. If you have any additional comments, the document itself has been finalized. The one thing we did at the Planning Commission, there were a couple typos and some little things that still needed to be addressed. All those things were done after the Planning Commission meeting, and then the document was posted. So it's been, the final document has been online for a little while now. So,
all right.
So that's all I have at the moment, unless I can answer some questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy right now?
I have none, except thank you, Kathy, for all the work and a very positive outcome here. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. I may have some comments later.
Okay. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. You prepare to make a motion?
Yeah, I can make a motion. I just had a thought or two that I wanted to express. And first of all, you know, this is a huge undertaking and lots of time and effort by both our staff and the community, and I really appreciate that. You know, as Mr. Zachary identified, there are pressures that we feel. In some ways, we're a victim of our own success. years ago, we didn't have a whole lot to lose because we didn't have a whole lot going on, and now we do. And as a result, it's important for us to, as Austin mentioned earlier, I think, be very thoughtful about guiding our own future as opposed to having it imposed on us. And that doesn't make the decisions any easier as far as balancing competing needs and competing visions of kind of what should be done. But I feel like I've been pretty involved in the process, went to a lot of the meetings. I'm a glutton for punishment, and I enjoy that kind of thing. And I think that this plan allows us to address the concerns that we have and kind of reflect where the community is now, and at the same time have safeguards and reasonable approaches to regulating those competing needs and interests. And I feel like we've gotten to a pretty good place with it. Certainly this is a living document. I'd anticipate the next 5 years will probably be 5 years as opposed to seven or eight that it took us to get this one done. and we can take a look at if it's proceeding the way that we plan, and if we need to make adjustments and keep moving forward. So Once again, my appreciation for Kathy, for you and your staff, and all the work that you've done on this, looking forward to continuing. One of the things that really struck me, this is my last comment, and I'll be happy to make a motion. One of the things that really struck me is I was very involved in the 2016 master plan process, and what I had not realized is how much it had actually guided the development of our community. And as we went through this process, it was amazing to go through and look at the priorities and the goals that were outlined in that, and they go, oh, wow, we actually did these things. And it's so incremental and so slow that often you don't notice it happening. But it's so valuable for us, especially when pressures come at us, to be able to use this and say, this is what the community decided for the future. And so those are my comments.
Thank you. Well stated, Vice Chairman. You prepared to make a motion?
I am. Based on the findings of fact shown in resolution number 2024-752 and conformance with federal, state, and county regulations and the existing 2016 Story County Master Plan, the recommendation for approval by staff and the adoption of the plan by the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 2024-752, a resolution adopting the 2024 Story County Master Plan, including comprehensive text amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan, including the following elements: land use, population, housing, economic development, transportation, public service and facilities, water and natural resources, cultural and historical resources, and other provisions thereof. The resolution also includes comprehensive map amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan area and land use designation maps.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Kathy, did you have findings?
No, there's no findings. The resolution, I believe, Brian, if you're okay with it, the resolution title was listed in his motion. Are you okay with that, or should I read it separately?
No, that's okay, since he read the title into the motion.
Thank you.
You don't need to read it again.
Great. Thank you. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody.